In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the great feast of the North American martyrs, and we want to commemorate very highly this feast, because these six priests and two lay brothers of the Jesuit order, they suffered tremendously so that the Indians, that is the Native Americans of this country, they could hear the good message of salvation and be baptized to Holy Catholic Church. Our Lord has encouraged and told us that we should pray for those who persecute us. And these North American martyrs truly suffered horrible persecution from the Indians, but nevertheless, over and over again, they returned to them and preached to them and wanted them to be saved and to be taken into Holy Catholic Church. The North American martyrs, six Jesuit priests and two lay brothers, they all came from France, and they died as martyrs here in America. And they were a group of the bravest and most daring missionaries in America, and really one of the bravest of the whole history of the Catholic Church. One of them was Saint John de Brébeuf, who was truly like a true apostle among Indians, and his courage amazed even his bitter enemies in the Indian tribe, who hated the Catholic faith and wanted him to be put to death. And finally, they did put him to death in most horrible manner, but still so amazed were they of his courage that they truly admired him. Another one of these priests was called Saint Isaac Jogues, and he was also tortured several times in very cruel manner, and he got back to France. But he so much loved these Indians that no matter how dangerous it was for him to be a missionary worker among them, that he asked permission to return to America and preach to them, and it was granted, and he finally was martyred as well. And another great hero and martyr of this group was Saint Anthony Daniel. And he had just finished celebrating Mass for his Indian converts when the group of another tribe, who were his enemies, attacked the village. The Christian Indians begged Father Daniel to try to escape, but he wanted to stay. And in his last acts among this earth, he stayed to baptize all those Indians who were catechumens and who were crying to him to come to them before they were killed, so that they could have their sins forgiven and be entered into the kingdom of God before the enemies of their faith put them to death. So many other good people also gave their lives so that the Indians could have eternal life in heaven, to be baptized and to be taken into Catholic Church. And these heroes, the North American martyrs, they truly gave their lives for the Indians. And after their death, the new missionaries were able to convert almost every tribe that these martyrs had known. Dear children, when we think about the great heroism of North American martyrs, we should admire them of their courage, but even more we should admire them of their charity. When our Lord told us that we must love our enemies and pray for them, it sounds so easy when you hear those words. But when your enemies, the people who don't like you or even hate you, when they appear in front of you, flesh and blood, then you truly are put to test that are you really a good Catholic or not? can you really love and can you show charity to those who don't show you charity back? Or if people are mean to you, can you forgive and forget all those horrible things they have done to you? And even can you pray for your enemies that they, after all their faults and mean things they done to you, they would come to do penance and they also would embrace the same Catholic faith which has forgiven you your sins. No matter how much somebody may oppose us, we always should keep in mind that even our enemies have been created by God, and even our enemies God wants to save and to baptize and take us and take them to church here on earth so that they could go to heaven after their death. Loving our enemies is a very, very hard thing to do for us as Catholics, but that is something we absolutely and truly must do. After all, Christ loved his enemies. Christ loved all the sinners so much that rather than see them to be punished forever in hell, he, that is Christ, went through horrible tortures and cruel death and mockery, and then resurrected so that we also, his faithful, might be resurrected to heaven and be happy there forever. Let us always remember the people who are our enemies, either because of our personal reasons or because they hate the faith, that they too should be converted. And if we want good things like salvation and to ourselves, we should want that for other people as well. It is easy to be nice and friendly to people who are nice and friendly to us, but a true test of do you really are a follower of Christ comes when we must forgive and be charitable to our enemies. The North American martyrs are one of the greatest examples of this, that even when people persecute you or hate you or want to put you to death, if we don't answer evil with evil, but we answer evil with good, then we are followers of Christ, then we are Christ's apostles, and then we are also called to be his saints and his heirs in everlasting heaven. God bless you. In the name of the